Do you know and believe deep in your heart that you are a new woman made new in Christ, as he has said in his word that you are a new creation? Yet and still you find yourself constantly battling the hurts of the past, wondering when it's ever going to end. Are you ever going to be completely healed of the emotional wounds that seem to hold you tied back? I want to invite you into this journey with me as we discover the art of getting out of the old wounds in our past so that we can fully experience the fullness of life that God desires for us as these new women. Throughout the month of March, we will be focusing on the concept of new woman with old wounds. Over the past 13 years of ministry involvement, I have found myself both healing internally and helping others heal from the wounds of their childhood. This has become a theme in my ministry reach to women and men around me. And it is essential to our walk with God to have mental and emotional health that is excelling deep within us. In fact, we have found a steady decline in church attendance and in the family unit in our nation due to childhood wounds and due to the wounding that's happening within the church unit relationally. In a time when over 70% of Black youth grow up in fatherless homes, and the national average of fatherlessness is over 20 million children, which is at 33% of children, we need to learn how to heal from these deep pains of neglect or mistreatment. Being that I am constantly around and talking to women ages 18 to around 35 on almost a daily basis, helping them through this healing process, I have also found that the pain goes deeper than friendship or adult relationships in their current lives. Many times it is symptomatic, the issues that perhaps a young lady may come to me with and say, you know, I'm having problems with a friend, or I'm having problems with my boyfriend, or I'm having problems with the man that I'm courting and getting ready to get married to. And the more we talk, we begin to discover that these issues really go way deeper than what the outward wound appears to portray. There are layers beneath it. There's interaction that reminds them of something that had happened to them in the past. And I always like to compare it to a wound that is been there for a very long time, but never been completely healed. And so when you go to touch that wound, because it's still open and it's still unhealed, there's an ouch response. There's going to be some type of reaction to touching that wound. And usually people respond in different ways. Sometimes they get afraid and run from the relationship or the commitment. Other times they begin to shut down. There's all types of responses. Other times they feel like they're panicking and they come to pastors for help or leaders in their lives for help. And usually that's the point people come to when they meet me. But being in this situation where I have met a lot of different people during crisis or in relational issues, I have just found that this is a really strong problem in our community and in our nation. This is why I'm taking an entire month to address these needs in our lives. It is very important. Even if you say, well, I don't feel any hurts or pains right now, or I'm not married yet and I'm not foreseeing a whole lot of problems. I come from a two-parent home, or I've been raised pretty well and there's not many wounds. Well, that is great. That is beautiful. And I also want to encourage you that I came from a two-parent home, and I know what that's like to grow up in the church and have many, many blessings. Yet and still, the Lord has shown me over and over throughout the years points in my life that I have been deeply pained and that he is determined to heal. He wants to see me live in the fullness of joy and of peace of mind that I'm called to live in. there is really a direct correlation between the pains of our childhood and our adult relationships, whether we are aware of it or not. The whole way that we see life, that we see other people, has been affected by our relationships with our parents or the lack thereof. When we realize the connection between these childhood wounds and the current challenges felt in our adult interactions, we're able to begin the much needed healing process. The idea of this new woman with old wounds is a concept that was laid upon my heart as I discovered in the scripture 1 Corinthians 5:17. A lot of people already know that scripture that talks about how we're a new creation in Christ and the old things are now gone. Behold, the new has come. But it also shares many other passages in the Bible telling us that because of our relationship with Jesus, we are made new. We're now new in Christ. We're no longer that old woman that we used to be or little girl that we were growing up, but we are born again. We are living in a new covenant. We are living in a new testament, a new commandment. And that commandment was given by Jesus. It is found in John 13:34 when he said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another." He makes it really clear that this is no longer about following a bunch of scriptures alone, but it's about loving one another. And I would look at a scripture in the past and I would say, well, how can I love other people? Okay, what's my next thought? I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and look through this checklist, and I'm going to begin to make myself love the people nearest to me. Well, by point three of that checklist, I've seen that I have got a 0% on the test, and I have not been patient. I have not been long-suffering. I have not been kind to the people that I love most, even within 1 week's time. And then I would feel like a failure and like I had really not amounted to the word of God. And I am really making Jesus disappointed because clearly I have not lived out John 13:34. And if I loved him, I would be obeying his commandments. But you know, over time, as I've meditated on the Father's heart and love for me, I've learned not to see scripture that way and to begin with seeing scripture through the eyes of who God is and how he feels before I begin to jump into what I need to do and how I need to change. Because at the end of the day, it's really all about him. And as I see his love, as I experience it, as I believe it in my mind, know it in my heart, my emotions begin to come into the realization of that. And I feel his love in a deep and intimate way. So I love him, not just love other people, not just because I love them, but I love them as he has loved me. And the only way that I can love others as he has loved me is if I know how he has loved me. Of course, that makes a lot of sense. How often do I skip over that scripture? I'm sure we all have, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. That's a scripture that in my mind was just for the Sunday school children when we first say the prayer and then we leave it and we move forward. But it's one of the greatest commandments is love, is love, is love. Just living in his love, being immersed in his love. And I will tell you that I am convinced now more than ever that that is the solution to healing these old wounds in our souls, is slowing down and simmering ourselves in how he has loved us. There's a new way of living and seeing life. A new way of seeing his word, and it is through the eyes of love. Many times the Pharisees and Sadducees would see Jesus and they would begin to criticize him, and they would criticize his disciples because they would say, there is no way that they can be obeying the commandments of God. They have not fulfilled the commandments of Moses. They are working on the day that it says right here in this scripture on this page. They should not be working. And they would find ways to condemn Jesus and his disciples, saying they should be fasting like we are fasting, for truly we are following all these scriptures and we have one God with our actions, with our behaviors, with our great piety, our dignity, and our religiosity. Yet Jesus would always tell a parable and begin to share a story that came down to the root of the heart more than the outward appearance of the actions. Jesus had such a strong understanding of the Father's love for him that it would dig into the very intentions and motives of the hearts of the people that were critiquing him, and they would always end up back at this childhood point of, what are you trying to prove to others? Are you trying to win acceptance? Are you trying to win approval? Are you trying to win some state of encouragement? When really it's because maybe there was something lacking in the relationship with their natural parents, and they were trying to prove it through all these behaviors and actions that they would finally become accepted by society. They did not get it. They did not understand the heart and the love behind the words that they were reading. When Jesus himself came right in front of them, they missed it. And it all was because the essence of what he is about is love, us being loved to the place where we are thriving and we're able to live out these commandments and this law and his word with a joy. That is the new way of seeing the scriptures, is by making sure that we're capturing the heart of who he is, capturing his true emotions and feelings for us. This is the key to discovering healing from these old wounds. You know, we just took a whole month to meditate on his love for us, and we're going to continue. This is just another extension of knowing his love in another area of our life, allowing it to heal us. It's when we see God's word from the perspective of who he is first, and then who we are second, that we are healed. Whenever we do it vice versa, we find ourselves coming up empty-handed, coming up short of what we're looking for. We begin to worship the miracles and the manifestations and the big church and all that God can do for us, and even the natural gifts he wants to give to us, desiring natural houses and land and cars are all good things, but they never replace the depth of desire that has been reserved for who he is and how much he loves us. When the love of Jesus spoken of in John 13 is given to us by our needs being met relationally, we are filled up to overflowing, and a chain reaction of wholeness begins to occur deep within our souls. We no longer live by this list of rules. Although there's nothing wrong with obedience out of common sense, out of duty, out of necessity, so that you don't go to jail, so that you don't have to live certain consequences, there is a place for that. There is a higher law called love. There is a more freeing, and there is a better level of obedience that comes out of knowing we are loved and then freely given back to the one who loves us unconditionally. Jesus has made us new with a grand expression of his love. He has made us a new creation. He has washed away all of our sins, past, even today, in the present, and everything we will do in the future. This experience and this knowledge is freeing. It is real. It is our rightful position in Christ legally. We can believe it, and we can know it is true by faith. As we know it on an intellectual level, it begins to change us inwardly on an emotional level, and we can feel his love. Our need for love begins to be met. This is the power of meditation. It's the power of thinking on the truth over and over again. It creates a spirit of love in us and of success. The reality of success begins to come to us as we meditate on the truth of His love. That's the Joshua 1:8 principle. If we meditate on His word day and night, we will have success. And the success we're looking for in this series, in this period, in this month of March, is healing from wounds, old wounds. The other reality that we deal with is that we do not feel, think, or necessarily see the fullness of our positioning in Christ fully. We are still in a process of seeing the evidence of this truth in our lives. We're in the process of seeing our hearts completely healed and seeing the fullness of joy and peace and rest in our soul, not worrying about anything. We're still in the process of seeing ourselves completely free from sin. But we know that Jesus said it is finished when He died on the cross. He also said that we're being transformed and we're being conformed to His image. We still must face real life. We cannot live in a place of denial. We can't live in a place where we don't see where we've been wounded. We cannot ignore it. Eventually, it will catch up with us in some relationship, some situation at work, at home, somewhere in our life. We're going to begin to see the wounds, and it's going to affect our relationships, and we're going to be faced with the choice to bring it to Jesus and deal with it. So we still have to face real life situations, people, pains that have caused our hearts to be wounded. We are new women with old wounds that we must address while knowing that the finished work is our hope. He did it on the cross and it's already accomplished. So we know that no matter what, at the end, we will win and we will see victory. Understanding our positioning in Christ is going to help us receive freedom from our past. We can use our faith even where we don't feel it and we don't feel like we believe it enough. We can use our faith to declare the old is gone and the new is here. We're like a beautiful butterfly coming into newness of life, out of cocoon, yet there is this wound on her wings. We're that butterfly and God is removing all of our blemishes until we can fly unblemished and unadulterated freedom. Continue to listen to this series because I'm not going to give us all the answers today. This is just a simple introduction. We're going to talk about wounds a lot. A wound is an injury that's caused when a knife, a bullet, or something else cuts or breaks your skin. It is a feeling of sadness or anger that's caused by something bad that's happened to you. Is an injury to your body from violence, from an accident, from surgery that typically involves a laceration or breaking of a membrane like your skin. And it is usually damaged to the underlying tissues. It can be a mental or an emotional hurt or blow. And so you may identify with one of those, or if not all of them, in your childhood or in your lifetime where you have felt sadness, your anger, angered. You have felt, if you feel a lot of anger, that's a sign that you need to be healed from pain that God wants to comfort you from, and that's okay. He can do it. Maybe you've been physically violated. You've been hurt physically. There is healing for you as well. So we're going to discover these layers because sometimes there's an underlying layer of woundedness that goes deeper than what the eye sees. And these layers can be in our hearts. And we can begin to allow God by His presence to unwind all these pains of our hearts until we're healed. But this is a 31-day process. It's a process that you have to be committed to the end. And even after it's over, continue to be committed to allowing the Lord to show and heal, show and heal. Each day we're going to pray together. We may weep together, take communion together, anoint ourselves with oil, symbolically representing God's presence to heal. Will you join us? All you have to do is call the prayer line anywhere. And if you're calling in internationally, just go to info@jadelee.org, email us, and we can send you an international number. But if you're in the States, at 6 a.m. East Coast Standard Time, you're going to call the number 712 770-4010, 712-770-4010, and then you're going to dial in the access code 256-697, 256-697. All you have to do is be patient, smile, keep a great perspective, expect God, and know that He cares for your every pain. He will do the majority of the work of healing. I want to quickly let you know the prayer schedule, some of the topics that we're going to go through. And we're also going to be on Periscope every Monday at JadeLee_now at 6 a.m. We'll only be on Periscope on Mondays throughout this time. You want to bring with you a Bible, a journal, of course, a pen, a notebook, something that you can write down your journey with us and examine how you're feeling. And then I want you to look into buying this book called Intimacy Encounters by one of my mentors, Dr. David Ferguson. He is a professional Christian counselor, and he has mentored thousands and thousands of people in the gospel and in healing wounds. Now we have these 31 days. What are they? They're all listed on my website, jlee.org. And so the first day we already went through was March the 1st. We went through the same introduction I'm doing now, but over the phone and in prayer on new woman and old wounds. On the second day, we did the promise of healing. We meditated on those promises. Most of this week, we're going to meditate on His promises so that we can come into this with hopefulness. And then today we talked about His promise of restoration. On the fourth, we're going to talk about the promise of hope. The fifth is experiencing God's comfort. If you have pain, you don't want to miss that one. The sixth is new beginnings. The seventh is understanding intimacy needs. The eighth, we're going to talk about wounds from fatherhood wounds. And then the next day on the ninth, we're going to talk about motherhood wounds. On the 10th, we're going to go through this series called The Wound of Lack. The Wound of Lack. This series called The Wound of Lack, and it goes through missing elements in your childhood. So there's the lack in encouragement, or you'll see that through inadequacy, lacking acceptance. You'll see that through rejection in your life, lacking approval. You'll see that through disapproval in your life, lacking appreciation. You'll see that through feeling criticized, a lot of criticism in your life. The wound of affection, you'll see that when you have been disapproved of a lot in your life. The wound of attention, you will feel ignored if you haven't received that a lot in your life. The wound of lacking comfort, that is when you feel pain, you probably need comfort. The wound of lacking respect is when you have felt devalued. The wound of lacking security is when you have felt like you need peace of mind and you may have a lot of fear. The wound of lacking support is when you feel alone. The wound, and then we go through these different other wounds for the rest of the month. The wound of verbal abuse is on the 20th. The 21st is the wound of physical abuse. The 22nd is the wound of manipulation. The 23rd is the wound of failure. The 24th is the wound of self-hatred. The 25th is the wound of condemnation and shame. The 26th is the wound of guilt. The 27th is the wound of fear, anxiety, and insecurity. The 28th is the wound of anger, resentment, and bitterness. The 29th is the wound of hurt, sadness, and disappointment. The 30th is old wounds, where we declare the old is gone, and we're going to go deeper into how to get rid of old wounds. And then the very last day, we're going to celebrate the freedom from wounds. And I'll be live on Periscope on March 31st. You can also buy my mentor's book, Dr. David Ferguson. It's called Intimate Encounters, and there is a link to it on my website, jadelee.org, under the blog post on our magazine, New Woman, Old Wounds. Thank you again for calling in today, and I look forward to going on to this journey with you. May you be blessed, and we know that we will see tremendous healing in these next 31 days. New Woman, Old Wounds. Join us in this 31-day journey of healing as together we seek God for a new beginning. Thank you for listening, and I invite you to always go onto my website, jadelee.org. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. If you would like more updates, more podcasts, you want to read an article that will inspire, encourage, and transform your life on my magazine. And we would love for you to donate a gift of any amount on our website as well to continue helping other women's lives go to the next level in Jesus. May the Lord bless you, keep you, and cause His face to shine upon you on this week. Amen.